Hello, everybody. It is 12 o'clock straight up noon here in Denver, Colorado, and it is a glorious day outside, just perfectly crystal clear, blue sky, but it is cold outside. And I am the Gout Killer, and I want to thank everybody for joining me on the call today. And also, I just wanted to say I hope it is a really good day wherever you are. And today's topic, I kind of got onto this here a few days ago when I was thinking about something that somebody was telling me they were going through, and we were talking about, you know, gout always ends up being talking about food. And what am I eating? What should I be eating? What should I not be eating? And so it really made me think about my own personal experience and how for so many years I battled with gout. And so people told me to do this and do that and don't do this and don't do that. And then they started telling me that I shouldn't be eating red meat and I should stop eating shellfish. And those were the kind of foods that were giving me gout. And I was thinking, okay, there might be something to it. And so everybody told me I should become a vegetarian. And so it seems like oftentimes people that start getting gout start getting that message that it's all because of meat and it's all because of these proteins. And so it's kind of common knowledge out there that beans are a good source of proteins that come from a plant from plants. And so, you know, just like everybody else, I started thinking, okay, well, I will start eating a lot more Mexican food, and I will go vegetarian, and I will eat lots of beans and rice. And so that's why I titled the topic of this call to be beans, gout, what's the connection? And the fact of the matter is that beans are a good source of protein, and that just as an example, there's a really good website, and I have it here up in front of me right now. It's called The World's Healthiest Foods. If you want to go to it, it's whfoods.com, and I just brought up the page that they have in there about pinto beans. And so in pinto beans, they use 1 cup or 171 grams of pinto beans, and in that 15.41 grams are proteins. But here's something more interesting is that 44.84 grams are carbohydrates. And so you're actually getting a lot of carbohydrates when you eat beans. And so what I really wanted to go in the direction of is that what I've found for myself personally and then all of so many different people that I've talked to and helped with gout is that in eating beans, kind of switching over to beans, people start trading beans and legumes for the kind of meats that they're eating, and then they start going crazy with beans. And what is more, the thing that I've really become more concerned about lately with a lot of my clients and a lot of, there's a lot of talk in the whole nutritional world these days about this, is that we've got so much going on in the way of poor digestion, and we have way too much the good bugs in our belly are being crowded out by all the bad bugs, like all the bacteria, all the yeast, like candida, all the fungus, and so we have to keep that healthy microbiome, the healthy, good, helpful, beneficial bacteria going. But bacteria and yeast and fungus, they all grow and proliferate with sugar, which is carbohydrates. And so what I, you know, I'm going to wrap this up here pretty quick, is that what I really looking towards helping people understand more about is that when you're getting gout, it's like you're not digesting and breaking down the proteins well or correctly. And so a lot of times the bad bacteria and it's called dysbiosis. You have this whole dysbiotic condition going on in the small intestine and especially the large intestine. And so it gets fed by sugars. And while we're already not digesting the proteins very well, if we have gout, what we end up doing is we feed all that unhealthy bacteria and fungus and yeast and all of that with the carbohydrates that are in beans. And especially if you start going in the direction of not eating any meat at all and thinking that you're going to replace your protein intake with lots of beans, that's where lots of people end up getting gout because of beans. And just a quick thing about that, I thought I was going to do that, and I started eating edamame, which is basically soybeans, and I had some of the worst gout attacks of my entire career. I mean, I had gout attacks that came on with a vengeance way worse than I ever associated with eating meats. So that was what I really wanted to throw out there today to try to be helpful with the idea of what should we eat, what should we not eat, what's causing gout, what's not causing gout. And beans are something that, while they're a great source of all kinds of nutritional value, going crazy with them is probably not the best idea. Mixing up different sources of proteins and just eating smaller portions of them is kind of like the wiser way to go. So I just want to open up the call and see if anybody has anything to add to that, any comments, any questions, any experience. And so whoever's out there, if you wanna jump in, please do. And whoever is out there, if you don't want to jump in, that's okay too. So if I'm gonna kind of keep going. If anybody wants to jump in at any point, just let me know. But today, what I think I'm going to have to do, some things have changed and moved around and everything I've got going on, and what I've been trying to do is make Thursday the day where I do these phone calls at noon here, Mountain Standard Time, Denver time, and every other Thursday, the second and fourth Thursdays of the month, I've been trying to do what I'm calling the Gout Hangout, which is a Google Hangout. And if you don't know anything about Google Hangouts, that's okay. If you just go to thegoutkiller.com and at the top of the page, there is a tab that's called Gout Killer TV, and I'm able to create the live stream of the Google Hangout there. So you can watch that, but I'm having to change the time from 2 p.m. to 1 p.m. So I'm going to be doing that from now on. I'll be putting that on. I also list everything on that page, Gout Killer TV, about what I've got going on and what I've got coming up. And so that will be happening here in a little less than an hour. I'll be doing that Google Hangout. And we'll be doing it on something that I've gotten a lot of feedback about lately is TOFI. I mean, I'm starting to realize there are a lot more people out there getting TOFI. TOFI is growing because their gout is so out of control. And if you don't know what TOFI is, then I'm not going to tell you right now. You'll just have to get on the Google Hangout and see. And also, these phone calls I've turned into blog posts. The Google Hangouts I turned into blog posts, so you can always go back and check them out under the blog roll up in the right-hand corner on thegoutkiller.com is a tab that says blog, and you'll be able to find them in the blog roll right there. But TOFI, there's a really interesting story that I'm going to sort of showcase on the Google Hangout this afternoon, and it is a pretty spectacular kind of almost a scary, gruesome story of TOFI, and not to scare anybody with it, but If you, like me, I had three separate surgeries for tophi. If you don't take care and start changing your ways, you'll end up like I did, and I ended up having all these surgeries for it. So that's coming up. And the other thing that I've got going on, I had to move the event that I'm doing at the Natural Grocers, the one that's on Colorado and Evans here in Denver. I had it scheduled for a gout seminar that I'm calling How to Stop a Gout Attack Naturally. I had it planned for this coming up Sunday, and I had to reschedule it to next month, and that will be at 1 p.m., same location, Natural Grocers at the corner of Colorado and Evans. It will be at 1 p.m. on Sunday, February 22nd. So if you're here in Denver and you want to join me, I would really appreciate it. I'll tell you all about the easy and quick and fast and good ways to stop a gout attack. And it's always smarter to just prevent gout than it is to try to get out of a gout attack. But, you know, stuff happens. And so that's what we're going to be doing on February 22nd at 1 p.m., Natural Grocers. So one more time, if anybody wants to jump in and add to the conversation here, questions, comments, stories, please just feel free. And if not, well, I am going to go ahead and just close out this call on this day, January 22nd, 2015. Hope everybody's getting a great new year started. But I appreciate everyone that's on the call. And again, you can find replays of all the calls and the Google Hangouts and everything else that I've got going on the tab at the top of the GoutKiller.com that I titled GoutKiller TV. So thank you all for being on the call, and I will talk to you again next week. Thanks.